In studio, Dave, Pat, Charlie, Art Lewis, in your home studio. Good morning to you, Art Lewis.
Good morning.
I must tell you that, while we are glad that your home studio broadcast goes so successfully, you do miss out on some of the activities here back in studio.
Oh, I can't imagine.
So, Dave.
Yes, like the, the Thanksgiving Day corn that you had the other day. Well, I'm really sorry I missed out on that.
Perhaps you are sorry you missed it on that, but you'll be sorry you missed out on this. Dave Maurer, you need to tell our listeners what has just occurred at the studios of WSGW.
Uh-oh.
Well, we had a special delivery from Rick Glaza. Rick runs Great Lakes Bay Drone Works and does some great photography.
Yep,
and
I know him well.
He's provided. He golfed with us my golf partner last Tuesday, and some pretty good drives, too, I'll tell you that, that's for sure. And he's a regular, loyal listener, and he heard our discussion one day where Pat was saying something about how, forget the alphabets, just leave out the cereal part and give me all of the marshmallows.
Marshmallows, that's right, yes.
And Rick was listening. And Rick happened to be going down to Shipshewana, and he just came in with three bags
of marshmallows. Huge bags of marshmallows.
He blew Pat away with that.
Now, are they big marshmallows or the kind you find in the cereal?
Kind you find in the cereal, I'd say. Yep.
Good.
They're big bags.
This is a 1.75 pound bag.
Yeah.
Not just a baggie. I mean, this is a bag.
So Rick says about a s'mores you can make.
Oh. Well, Rick says he the good thing that he does with them, and he's bought them before. He mix it with your Cheerios or your Wheaties or your cereal that doesn't have them in, and enhance your cereal.
Of course.
Why spoil them? I'm thinking we're doing straight marshmallows.
That's
man.
Straight marshmallows. Just put some milk on top, and you're all right.
Exactly.
Or the attack of the marshmallow dropping drone. I mean, you get.
Oh yeah,
Rick couldn't have delivered them that way.
Now that would have been fun, wouldn't it? That would have been clever.
We appreciate him taking time to stop by and visit us. Of course, the gifts that he brought, and of course, listening and being such a loyal listener, not just a listener, but a participant and contributor with all the things that you talked about that he contributes to.
He's also a radio guy. He's done some high school play-by-play and games and things of that nature up in the Thumb, and also does PA announcing for the Ubley Bearcats.
All right.
The Thumb, so he's quite involved.
I would have thought there'd be a fourth bag with my name on it, but that's okay.
We might be able to share.
That's okay.
You can share with me if you want, Dave. These are mine.
Yeah, now we learn.
Like. That's what it sounds like. Man. Yeah.
Do you hear the thump?
That's incredible. Let's see the ingredients here.
Oh, no.
Sugar.
Sugar. Modified corn starch, corn syrup, which is dextrose, gelatin, sodium hexametoxaphate, artificial coloring, artificial flavor, natural flavor.
Everything a growing boy needs.
Exactly right. Yum, yum. Rick, thank you again.
Thanks, Rick.